Stuart Wright Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So this is a voice which you might be familiar with. Stuart Wright Action Coach, welcome.
Thank you.
Vision is the topic today, but very briefly before we come on to that, for those that don't yet know what you do, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm a local business owner. I've been in business in Harrogate for about 26 years. I had the standard sort of business experience that most people have when they go into business for themselves. Many years ago, I used to work far too many hours, didn't earn anywhere near enough money, too much stress. And I then hired a business coach myself. I've been coached now for coming up for 10 years. So I have a couple of businesses that run without me, which gives me all the time that I need to be able to go out there and help other business owners create really great commercial profitable businesses that work without them too.
And you've given some wonderful advice on the Business Hub previously. All of that you can still listen back to the Business Hub section at strayfm.com. But today we're talking about vision and the importance of having one.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. So many business owners that I work with don't have much of a vision for their business. They don't really think further than paying the bills quite often. I think it's really important for us as business owners to have a vision, because especially if we're going to have people working for us in our teams, those teams need to feel inspired by something. They need to feel that they've got something to get up for, a purpose, if you like.
What's your vision for your business?
Well, let me tell you about the vision that the founder of Action Coach, Brad Sugars, had nearly 25 years ago. And this is what gets me up in the morning. He wanted to create world abundance through business re-education. Now, that sounds massive, doesn't it? It's
blimey.
Huge. But actually, Chris, you know, that's the point. A vision should be huge. Yeah. It should be something that you really gets you going. You know, it's something that maybe even outlives you, a legacy, if you like. Because I think you may have heard this expression before, but you aim for the stars, sometimes you might hit the moon. So yeah, it does sound like a huge vision. But let me explain a little bit about what's behind that vision, and maybe you'll understand why I, as an action coach, find it so engaging. So firstly, world abundance through business re-education. Well, the world abundance bit, let's take that first. I believe that every time a business becomes successful, obviously, it becomes more profitable. And when those profits are taxed, the tax goes into our welfare system, which means more schools get built, more hospitals get built, our public services get better, and people who are maybe worse off in society get looked after. So that's what I mean by abundance from that point of view. But also think about it. Every time a business is successful, more people get employed. And those people, they get wages. And those wages, well, they spend them on other services, commodities, all the kind of commodities that you can think of. And by spending money on commodities, that means that other businesses grow as well. So more tax goes into the system. And also those employees are taxed as well. So their tax goes into the system as well. Business is a force for good. Every time a business becomes successful, everybody benefits. So that's what we mean by world abundance. But what about the business re-education bit? Well, notice it's re-education, not education. I think I've mentioned before, and I think everybody out there will agree with me, there's no such thing as a business education in this country. Oh, sure, you can go to college and you can do a business studies degree, you can do an MBA. I've done some of those things. I can tell you myself, that doesn't teach you how to run a business. Absolutely not. You know, we normally come out of education with a very narrow set of skills, which helps us become, you know, a trade, or it helps us become, you know, do something like an accountancy course or a hairdresser or whatever. But it doesn't actually teach us how to run a business. So most people go into business without that education. So what do they need? A re-education. And that's where coaching comes in. And this is how we can really help our clients, because we actually help business owners with the kind of skills and knowledge that they don't get through any formal form of education. So that's the Action Coach vision. Now, I'm working with a client at the moment who has a very inspiring and engaging vision as well. It's an electrical contracting company, and their vision is to be the number one home services company in the UK. And their mission, if you like, is to change the way people perceive working with trades. So this company have built a vision for themselves where they create a completely different perception of how you work with trades. And if you see the team, they are so engaged, they're so inspired. You know, if you cut their arm off, It's the company name through and through. They get up every morning looking forward to the job that they do. In other words, they love what they do, they're good at it, and they get paid well for it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that whole company, the whole team ethos, the whole team culture, is like a 7-day weekend. Everybody enjoys what they do because they feel that they've got this bigger purpose to move towards. And that's what I'm talking about. When you're creating a vision, it's not about creating a vision for how much money the business makes for the business owner, because no one in a team can get really engaged by that. It's more about, what are we actually going to do? What are we going to contribute to the world? Why do we do what we do? And how good are we at it? So from my point of view, Chris, my advice would be, sit down, create a great vision, share it with your team, get their buy-in, and then start to create a culture behind that where everybody is pulling in the same direction.
How do you go about establishing a vision for a client of yours? Do you just sit down and kind of knock around a few kind of nice sentences that sound good? Or like, what's the process of finding that vision?
So actually, we at Action Coach, we have a very specific process for that. So we have a vision and mission builder document. And it starts off by asking really, really important questions. Also, what we do is we compare the visions and missions of many of the best known companies in the world as well. I mean, I don't know if you know this one, but Disney, for example, their mission is to make people happy. Well, it's a pretty obvious one, really, I guess, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very engaging for the teams that work for them. If you ever have been to any of the Disney theme parks, you'll see for yourself the way in which they uphold that kind of vision. So yeah, I think the vision and mission builder document that we do is the first place to start. But also, it does start with the business owner. The business owner has to have something engaging and inspiring and enrolling for their team to buy into. And if they don't have that, then really the job is just a job. It's no more than that. And if when a job is just a job, it's just literally there 9 to 5 to pay the bills. You really want a team of people that are engaged, that love what they do, that they're good at it, and they get paid what they want to get paid for it.
An anecdote I've heard a couple of times, but I really like it, is President Kennedy, when there was the space race trying to get a man on the moon. He went to NASA on one of his visits, and there were two cleaners. He asked one cleaner, "What do you do here?" And the cleaner said, "I'm a cleaner." He asked the other cleaner, "What do you do here?" And he said, "I'm helping put a man on the moon," as he's mopping the floor. He was that bought into the idea of the overall vision goal of putting a man on the moon, that whilst he was, inverted commas, just a cleaner, he was that bought into it, he was part of that vision. So what you're saying there kind of would make perfect sense. If someone's just getting up to help pay the boss's bills, then long term, that's not going to work as a business, surely.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, that is a great story, and it's a fantastic example of how a vision and a mission can create a fantastic company culture. There are so many great examples of companies out there as well that have created amazing company cultures. And really, it does start with the vision and the mission of the company. Everybody that works for the company has to be bought in, and that vision and mission and culture has to live and breathe. It's not just a document that you put on the wall, a whole bunch of values that are on a sign somewhere behind reception. Everybody has to be bought in, and they have to live those values, and they have to live that company purpose. And that's when you really know that you've got a great team.
So as a local business owner thinking, oh dear, the penny's dropped, and you realise your business is lacks a vision, isn't really achieving anything or going nowhere, what's the next step for them?
Well, I would suggest that one of the things that we could do is I quite like to offer a complimentary coaching session to business owners. And this is something that we cover in a bit of detail. I like to really get them sat down, ask them a whole bunch of really, really searching questions, so they start to really think in depth, what is it that they're actually trying to achieve, and what is it that they could, what kind of vision could they create to inspire and enroll the people that work with them. So I'd say that, you know, that's probably the starting point for me, sitting down with a business owner and asking questions that I'm pretty sure no one has asked them for a long time.
Okay. How can they get hold of you? Where can they find you?
Usual place, the website is actioncoach.com/Stuart Wright. or I believe they can also get hold of me on your website as well.
Absolutely right. So the Business Hub section at strayfm.com. And just finally, quickly, if you ever want to start a new line of business, my girlfriend suggests that you could just narrate audiobooks because she loves listening to your voice. So,
so excellent.
She regularly downloads the podcast, but probably not for business reasons, just to hear you talking. So that's a nice line you could go down at some point as well. Stuart Wright, Action Coach, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Stuart Wright, Action Coach on Stray FM's Business Hub.